I once saw a funny little bumper sticker, and keep in mind that this was in the olden days, before we had GPS systems to guide us everywhere. The bumper sticker said, "I may be lost, but I'm making record time." The problem that the little bumper sticker brought to the forefront is the way that we sometimes focus on the pace of what we're doing instead of on the destination. We work hard at what we perceive as important to find out that it isn't. We fail to realize that our concern should not be speed, but location and destination. In our cheery gospel reading today, we have a rich man who thought he was making record time, but he neglected to consider a destination. Only after his life was over did he realize that his time and energy could have been spent on things that last, on taking care of other people. Now, we have no indication in this gospel story that the rich man was particularly evil. We have no evidence that the poor man was particularly virtuous. The rich man's failure was not malice or evil inflicted on anyone else. It was indifference. I have read that the opposite of love is not hate, it is indifference. If you hate someone, you at least recognize that person. Indifference puts a human being in a category with objects to be possessed and used. The rich man didn't see Lazarus at all until he needed something from him. Now, the odd detail in this story, to me at least, is that we don't hear the rich man's name. He is only identified by his possessions. We don't know his family name. We don't know where he lives because his community is not important to him. We don't know until it's too late if he cares one iota for another human being. We know only what he possesses. Or shall we say, what possessed him? He was defined by what he possessed until he wasn't. The poor man, on the other hand, cannot be defined by his possessions because he owned almost nothing. We do have his name. He is someone, not something. I think part of this story and its intent is to show us that we become what we worship. If you define yourself by the things in your world, you become one of those things. And so do others around you. They become things to help you accomplish what you want. Now, I don't believe that this gospel story is solely about material possessions and wealth, about saying if you're doing too well, get ready, it's not going to go so well later. I really don't think that's the point of this story. It is about finding peace at the end of the day and at the end of life. The rich man had this ultimate regret. If only, or I should have. I firmly believe that the most destructive words in the English language are should, ought, and if only. If only I had known to seek God. If only I could speak once more to my family and to those outside the gates. If only I had told them. If only. this rich man, accustomed to having everything, faced nothing but regret. And we can avoid having that kind of regret, again, at the end of the day or at the end of life, by remembering something that the mystic Meister Eckhart once said. He wrote that only the hand that erases can write the true thing. Only the hand of God at work in our lives can keep regret from our hearts and souls. Only the hand of God has the power to erase whatever bad decisions we made and to make us aware of what is truly important. Only the hand of God can write the true person that each of us is to be on this earth. And only the hand of God can erase all the lies and rationalizations and wrong turns so that we can live in peace with God and with other people. Only the hand that erases can write the true thing. And it can keep me from being lost. I am certainly lost when I think someone else's pain has nothing to do with me. If I'm indifferent or complacent, like that man in purple and fine linen, I'm lost, but I'm making record time. In our culture, in our time, we're not good at naturally remembering the importance of being with other people. We have all these things in our phone calendar, in our day book, in our heads, all these things that have to be done. The rich man had that kind of mindset. He emphasized the economic system because he was good at it, and it made him feel worthwhile. But all that time, he had not practiced seeing other people. He spent his life moving fast, all the while lost, because he didn't even worry about a destination. We can keep regret at bay forever when we realize and remember that being loving is more important than being right. We are human beings, and we spend much of our time being lost because we worry over what does not last, and we neglect what truly matters. We are lost, but we're making record time. Amen.